The station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you back on WCDO as it's time now for the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship between 9-seed Richfield Springs, the Cinderella story, taking on 2-seed South Courtright. It's time for the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you finance. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. And please go check out their new lot in Sydney on Route 7 Riverside. It's absolutely beautiful. So, earlier today, the Franklin girls beat Marathon by a score of 51-36. So the Franklin girls are moving on to the state tournament. The winner of this game will move on to the state tournament. And if you're out there listening, now the question becomes, whoever wins this game and where do the Franklin girls go? Well, we can tell you. The winner of today's game here, this boys' game, is going to play in a New York State sub-regional game. So that's a game before the quarterfinals. And that game is going to be on Tuesday. Let me just scroll through here so I can find it. That game is going to be on Tuesday at Johnson City High School. Game time right now, this is all subject to change, is 7 p.m. They would be playing Greenberg Academy from Section 1. So that's for the boys. The girls is a little different. The girls are awaiting who could win a playoff game between Section 9 and Section 11. So they don't know exactly who they're going to play or where they're going to play. But if you're a Franklin fan, I don't want to call it bad news, but some signs that I'm seeing out there are pointing to it being a very far away away game on Tuesday. So nothing is set in stone. I don't want to scare anybody, but we will see what happens for Tuesday's sub-regional game. What that sub-regional game means is you win on Tuesday, you would then play in the state quarterfinals on Saturday, and then the state Final Four the following weekend. So it essentially adds another game into the state tournament, and it just kind of goes on a rotating schedule. So Section 4 doesn't always have to do this, but this is one of those years where they do. So the boys will play at Johnson City, whoever wins this game. The girls still a little bit up in the air, but they're going to have to make those decisions pretty quickly because that game is supposed to be set for Tuesday. So we'll keep you updated. The best way you can find out that information is on WCDOsports.com, NateLull.com, or follow me on Twitter at NateLull. We are set for a great matchup here today between South Courtright and Richfield Springs. And, Sky, you've seen both these teams. We've both seen these teams. You've played against one of these teams, so you have to be excited for this one.
We actually played both of them.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
We did. We played South Courtright in the Lawrence tournament. But just like the first game, sectional championship, last two teams in Section 4, this should be another great game.
Really excited for this one as both teams wrap up warming up here. Richfield Springs, the Cinderella story. It's been incredible. As a 9-seed, they upset 8-seed Milford, 1-seed Morris, and 4-seed Davenport to get here. And let's see if they have enough magic in the tank today to hang with the mighty SK. Going to be a fun one. We're going to take a break for the national anthem. And when we come back, both teams will be announced. They have their full starters as well as the non-starters. It's a nice thing they do for the sectional championship game. When we come back, it'll be South Courtright and Richfield Springs here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, we don't just say we have a big inventory, we prove it every day.
Our brand new facility is just down the road on Route 7 and currently features over 125 vehicles, including a recent delivery of 30 Dodge Caravans.
You'll get top dollar for your trade-in and we'll even buy your vehicle. And remember, Butler Auto Sales has financing plans for every credit situation.
Our new facility also houses the Butler Service Department with brand new state-of-the-art equipment, experienced service techs, and very comfortable, spacious waiting areas.
Butler Auto will also pick up and deliver your car while you're at work.
So come browse the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area or schedule a service appointment to get your car ready for spring at Butler Auto Sales, now in our new facility just down the road on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
And our display lot on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Shop 24/7. And fill out a credit app online at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you here for WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, want to thank all our special sponsors here for today's game as well. And, of course, this is our Butler Auto pregame show. You got to stop over and check out the new Butler lot on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. All new equipment, the new building. They redid everything. The lot is jam-packed with cars. You're going to love it. And they are a proud, longtime sponsor of our pregame show here on WCDO. And if you're listening on WCDOsports.com, the web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And again, we will be thanking all our special sponsors throughout today's game. It's going to get loud in here as both teams are going through the starting lineups. They've gone through the non-starters. So here are your starting lineups. First for 9-seed Richfield Springs, the Indians are coached by Jeff Bush. They start with senior number 11, Austin Bowman. Junior number 20, Andrew Oakley. Junior number 22, Brogan Graves. The sophomore sensation, Dylan Hosford, joined the 1,000-point club not too long ago. And sophomore number 25, Braden Dunkel. On the other side for South Courtright and head coach Aaron Kaufman. They start with junior number 1, Troy Dianich. Sophomore number 11, Connor Carino. He's the guy to watch for the Rams. Junior number 14, Adam Champlin. Junior number 15, Josh Anderson. And senior, the big man, number 32, Logan Furman. South Courtright is in the home white uniforms. They are the 2-seed. They are the home team. And they have the royal blue trim, says South Courtright, in blue lettering across the front of the uniform. The Indians are the 9-seed. Richfield Springs is in the purple with the gold and the black trim, says Indians in gold lettering across the front of the uniform. These two teams did play in a non-leaguer in the regular season. SK pulled away to win 77-50. And so they've seen each other a little bit. I know both teams have extensively scouted each other. They've found every piece of video that exists on earth of each other. And now there's nothing left to do but tip it up here and go to battle. And you can feel it. There's some good energy in here. Packed house at SUNY Delhi. And it should be a fun one here. Some early keys, Sky. If you're Richfield, how do you hang with SK? Because they always come flying out of the gate.
They do. And that's one of the things that you and I talked about a little bit. The last game when South Courtright played against Davenport, they get out and run very well. But they also play very well in the half court. But Richfield Springs playing their 1-3-1. What you want to try and do is you want to try and get some traps early and force them into making some mistakes and get some easy buckets if you're Richfield Springs to create some easy offense. South Florida plays very well both ends of the court. But as you said, they played in a non-league game. Having experience playing against each other does benefit, obviously, both teams. And with Richfield Springs, that might give them some inside information on what we didn't do very well last time and where the different points of attack should be in this game.
Here we go. We're set to tip it up. Bowman against Furman for the opening tip. Bowman wins that one. And Richfield will be going right to left to start off this contest. They'll try to take it to the baseline with Dunkel. Far side, Bowman, pull-up jumper for him. No good. Rebound, Hosford, who came in crashing the board. Somehow, Bowman got it back and scores.
Looks like Carino for South Courtright saved it, but it went right to Bowman. Went up and finished 2-0 for South Courtright.
Franklin girls, 2-0 for Richfield there. Off that hit there by Bowman, and now a steal by Hosford. Hosford running over to talk to head coach Jeff Bush, and they want to take a look at the ball here, actually. Looks like do we have the girls' ball out there?
It looks like it.
It looks like they have been playing the first, 30 seconds with the girls' ball. Kudos to Hosford for noticing that. I mean, yeah, obviously, if you're a guy and you play with the guys' ball, you know. But, I mean, in the heat of the moment, you might not. But he did.
Well, we just went through an entire two possessions. Each team had the ball, and we even had a bucket with it. So, I mean, and Bowman shot a jump shot.
it might have thrown them off
a little bit.
There's a steal by Dianich at the top of the key. He's going to try to take it coast to coast. Good job by Hosford to hustle back and knock it out of bounds. And those Richfield fans behind us are going nuts already. 7-10 to go in the first. A 2-0 early lead here for Richfield over South Courtright. Carino in the corner. Shot there won't go down. Rebound Champlin wants to put it up. It's blocked, but he's fouled. We'll see who this is on underneath. Could it be on Bowman early? No, they're going to say that it's on Braden Dunkel. So the Franklin girls win earlier over Marathon, 51-36. Who will join them from the boys' game here today?
And funny you should mention, was it on Bowman? One of the keys, too, for Richfield Springs is making sure you can keep him on the floor. Last time they played against Davenport, he got into foul trouble early. Hopefully tonight he doesn't for Richfield Springs.
Champlin, the first one at the line, up and in. And Champlin, one of the unsung heroes of this Courtright team, never gets the public credit he probably deserves. Second one for Champlin, good.
Funny you should say that. When we played against him, I thought he was one of their, as you said, unsung heroes. He does so many things very well, especially on the defensive end of the floor.
So we're a minute in. We're tied 2-2, a steal by SK. And across the midcourt timeline, they find Furman, left side, now back up to Josh Anderson as SK goes left to right, underneath for Champlin, rolled off the front of the rim, rebound Bowman. Still tied at 2, 6:40 to go in the first. And Hosford on the left side, Richfield looking to push it here in the early going. Far side for Dunkel. Dunkel to the interior. Little up and under shot here is off the mark. Furman did a good job to alter that shot by Andrew Oakley. Furman in transition. Finds Champlin underneath to Furman. Far side. Anderson for three. Yes. Anderson nails it. And SK leads 5-2 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Rogan Graves across midcourt to Hosford on the right side. Back to Graves, to the interior, wants to find Dunkel on the far side for a three there. It's an air ball out of bounds, and looks like it's going to stay here with the Indians. 6 minutes to go in the first, and the SK boys lead 5-2. And Oakley's going to go to the bench, and Clay Bobnik comes in here for Richfield.
Richfield going to the bench already. As you said last time against Davenport, Richfield does go to their bench, and they have a deep bench. They're going to it already, not even 2 minutes into the game.
And Richfield will get it in. They'll try to go to the interior for Dunkel. He's stripped of the basketball. Champlin getting on the floor is able to toss it forward to Carino. Carino on the left side, gets around his man, takes it to the interior, can't get the shot to go. Anderson is blocked on the rebound there by Austin Bowman. Wow, good second chance for Bowman. Dikembe Mutombo-like right there, knocking that out of bounds.
Not that big, but...
SK with the basketball. They'll go to Anderson. Now back up to Deanich. Good ball movement. Champlin now back to Deanich. He fires a three. That's in and out. Rebound underneath. Tapped out of bounds. Going back to Richfield. With 5.5 to go in the first, SK leads 5-2 over Richfield Springs. Thanks for joining us here today. And this is all brought to you by our special sponsors, including Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, as well as Matthew Campbell Insurance on Main Street in Franklin. Indians with the basketball. They'll run to the far side. Deliberto's into the game, blocked by Anderson. Deliberto gets it back. Works one inside for Bobnik. Far side here for Bowman. Up and missed the chippy underneath. Ball loose on the floor, and SK comes away with it. Now it's stolen back here by Hosford. Ahead for Bowman to the interior. And it's going to be a foul on the floor before the shot. And a wild game of back and forth. A foul on Anderson here with 5:08 to go in the first. And SK still leading 5-2. Team foul situation, one for SK and one for Richfield. Indians will look to get it in. Deliberto in the corner on a pump fake. Goes up top for Graves. Graves closely guarded here by Champlin, and the ball is tossed away. Deanich ahead now for Champlin. He's got it underneath. Tried to feed it out to Carino, and it rolls out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Richfield. And it's kind of helter-skelter right now here, Sky.
It very much is on both sides right now. And as you talked about when we did the Richfield Springs Davenport game, it took them about Richfield Springs about a half to settle in. They don't want to get too far behind to the South Courtright team, but it's only if they're down three right now. But as you said, a little helter-skelter right now to start.
4:50 to go in the first quarter. SK leading 5-2 over Richfield Springs. Here's Graves to the interior. His shot won't go. Rebound, Champlin. Ahead from Carino, and no, it's out of bounds. And they're looking to run and push at a frantic pace, but the pass there from Carino to Champlin was too far. 4:40 to go here in the first quarter, and it's 5-2, and Richfield's going to get it back. They go to Bowman now in the backcourt as Richfield goes right to left here with Clay Bobnik to the high post for Graves. Now to Bowman. Pump fakes on a three. Spin move down low. Shot was deflected, and a rebound underneath by Anderson. Ahead for Furman. Finds Carino in the corner. Three ball for him. Too strong. Deanich a rebound. His won't go. Champlin tries, and he's blocked. Carino gets it back. His shot in and out. And finally, Hosford with a rebound for Richfield. Nothing will fall for the Rams. With 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, SK still leads 5-2. Indians come across midcourt. Here is Hosford. Little step through. Rolls it up and in. And Dylan Hosford, the sophomore sensation with his first bucket, makes it 5-4. Carino, through traffic, is able to find Furman. And he's going to be fouled by Bowman on the baseline on the right wing side. 3:48 to go in the first, and it is SK 5 and Richfield Springs 4.
And I believe Furman and Bowman is going to be a great matchup down low tonight. Both guys love to bang and battle down low. It's going to be great to see that as the game goes on.
Bowman coming out right now with that first foul. I think Coach Bush just wants to talk to him, give him a little extra protection here in this first quarter. South Courtright will look to get it in. With 3:48 to go in this first quarter, and they lead 5-4. The Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. Rams will get it in. Carino at the foul line. Feeds one back off. Anderson for three. No. Died on the front of the rim. Graves with a rebound for the Indians. And Graves will get it back now from Hosford and come across midcourt. And feeds one for Hosford on the far side. And they're going to get him right at midcourt there. 3.5 to go in the first. For an over and back, it looks like, right, Coach? Or was it a travel? I think it could have been either.
I think he called over the back, but I think he meant to call it travel, personally. That's what it more looked like to us.
So 3.5 to go in the first, and SK leads by a point, 5-4. Low scoring, physical defensive battle. We did expect some of that. SK goes to the high post here with Anderson. And he'll pull it out, look to set things up as the Rams look to try to find their rhythm. They go to the inside for Carino. Up off the glass, and he scores for his first bucket. Connor Carino for South Courtright.
Interesting to see Carino that time started low and stayed down low. And as a great three-point shooter, that was interesting, different look for them offensively.
SK 7 and Richfield Springs 4 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now a steal by SK. Carino in transition. Tried to dish one off. It was popped away. Anderson gets the loose ball. He puts it up, but it won't go. Rebound underneath for Hosford. Tries to dribble out of trouble here, and ahead now to Dunkel. Dunkel on the left side. Tries to go to the right corner for Deliberto. Tapped out of bounds by Carino, and it's going back to SK with 2:43 to go here in the first quarter. Great hustle back there by SK, and Richfield is just not getting anything easy right now. They're really having to work for it.
And neither is South Courtright. Got to give Richfield Springs a whole lot of credit as well on their defensive end of the court. We saw South Courtright last game light it up, and we know that they can. Richfield Springs playing great defense early here.
Hermit underneath tries to score, and he gets tied up there with Graves, who's laying in the paint right now. Graves was down on his side. Furman kind of came down on him a little bit there. Dunkel's going to get the foul with 2.5 to go here in the first. Osford's trying to plead the case here, saying, my guy was on the ground. And that's going to be the second foul on Dunkel. So now Bowman's going to have to come back in. And Furman will go to the line. And his first shot there is no good.
I actually believe Bowman's coming in for Brogan there.
For Brogan Graves, yeah. Graves, I think, really got nailed there on that play. He first got run over by Furman, and then he got stepped on as well. So it looks like the training staff here from SUNY Delhi will take a look at him. Furman has struggled at the foul line. Let's see if he can get this second one to go. No, off the front of the rim. That's something he's really been working on, but he has struggled in the second half of the year with those. 2:25 to go in the first, and SK leads 7-4. A low-scoring first frame. And Richfield tries to toss it to the interior. Hosford had nobody home, and it's going to go back to the Rams.
He tried to throw it over the top of the defense, try to get it to Bowman there just a little too high, which we don't say very often when you're throwing it to Bowman, but just a little too high, and that's what Furman does, is it forces you to have to go a little bit higher.
So SK leading 7-4, 2:10 to go in the first quarter. They swing one to the right side as SK goes left to right. Anderson comes off the screen. Shot won't go. Champlin a rebound. Back out Carino. Hierarching three won't go. Rebound Dianich, and SK keeps it alive. Then Hosford steals it along the near side baseline. Took it away from Dianich. Wants to try to score himself, but has his pocket picked. Carino ahead for Furman. And we're going to have a technical foul here, it looks like. Who's this going to be on?
I think it's on Hosford.
Going to be 1:50 to go here in the first. A T, yes, is going to be on Dylan Hosford. I missed it. It was behind the play here, whatever happened, as SK was flying back down the floor.
I think Dylan was looking for a foul on that transition, and he must have said something, obviously, to the official for that one.
And so this is going to send Carino to the line. Very good foul shooter here for the Rams. Carino gets the first one to go. So he has three, and SK leads 8-4.
And important for people to remember, in high school, technicals also count as personal fouls, so that's Hosford's first personal as well.
Carino to the line, second shot good for him, and they'll get the ball. And I can sense the frustration on both sides here. It's been physical, both teams getting really scrappy, diving on the floor, getting after one another. And that's the style that Richfield likes to play.
Absolutely is, and as we talked about, sometimes that just like affects the way you play. South Courtright runs up and down the court very well, and they've thrown the ball away on times that they don't do that.
Here's Furman on the baseline, little up and under, blocked by Bowman, but Anderson sweeps in, gets the rebound, kicks out Carino. His three won't go. He's been pulled from the outside. A rebound now for Richfield. Back down the floor, and the jumper is up and good for Damon Boss. In transition, cuts it to 9-6 with 1:25 to go in the first. Carino dances across midcourt, finds Anderson, pull-up jumper, no. Rolled off the back of the rim, rebound Dianich. Ball got popped out of his hands, though, and Bowman comes up with it. Outlet pass to Hosford. 1:10 to go here in the first. Richfield trailing 9-6 against SK. And stepping through off the glass for Andrew Oakley. Makes it 9-8 with 1 minute to go in the first. Kind of an unorthodox shot in the paint, but it counts. And SK only ahead by one now. Back across, Champlin wants a three. That's in and out. And a rebound underneath for Anderson. Gets tied up with Bowman. And the jump ball, the arrow will give it to SK. So it's a war here between the Indians and the Rams. Good to see Graves coming back in here for Richfield. Clay Bobnick back in. And Richfield has the bench here to keep firing on all cylinders. 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. South Courtright leading 9-8. SK gets it in. They go to Furman. Gets it back a second time, and he scores on the interior pass. Makes it 11-8 with 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Graves in transition. His shot is good. Rogan Graves cuts it back to 11-10 with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Champlin to the right side, now back up to Anderson. Far side, Carino glances up at the clock as SK goes left to right. Nice backdoor cut by Deanich. She couldn't finish. Second chance, yes, and he's fouled. Deanich with a big bucket there for SK. The second time was the charm and the hoop and the harm. So SK leads 13-10 with 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Deanich will head to the line. Richfield really rotating a lot of guys through here, trying to stay as fresh as possible, I think.
And I think that's going to be important for them to be able to keep running up and down with SK as the game goes on.
Deanich at the line. His shot won't go. Rebound for Hosford. Knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go to Richfield Springs. 16 seconds to go in the first. Richfield's going to try to get it in to Graves. Bounce pass far side, Dunkel. Dunkel now goes back to Graves, tries a long pass ahead, and gets it to his man, that's Schultz. Back inside for Oakley, his shot won't go, rebound for Furman. Back in transition, Furman to Champlin, no, they couldn't get it off in time. End of the first quarter, South Courtright 13, Richfield Springs 10. It's a war here from SUNY Delhi in the sectional championship game on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowe and Franklin boys coach Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Some of our special sponsors today include Sportsfield Specialties right here in Delhi, Keller Williams real estate agent Stacy Frazier, Assemblyman Joe Angelino, Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital right here in Delhi, as well as Acco Brands of Sydney. What's up, brother? How are you? Start of the second quarter, 13-10. You never know. We need some security here sometimes, as people love to come over and say hello to us. But, hey, that's okay. 13-10 the score. We're glad that people are so excited that WCDO is in the house. So 13-10 our score. Start of the second quarter, a pass down low. Richfield with the ball. Now to Deliberto on the left side. Wants to zip one back over for Graves for three. No, too strong. Rebound Champlin. And Champlin back down the floor on the right side. Wants to take it to the rim. We got a charge. Graves does all those little hustle plays. Gets back, sacrifices the body, and gets the charge there. 7:45 to go here in the second quarter, and it's 13-10. And so they're having a little conversation here with the officials. Something about, I don't know if it happened after the play. The foul is going to be, I believe, is it going to be on SK here? Yeah, it's going to be on Champlin. I don't know if it was after the play or what exactly. Oh, that, I guess Champlin on the charge?
I think it was the charge they were talking about, because I think they gave the wrong number on the first foul of the half, I believe is what happened.
Gotcha. So we have that worked out. Here's Hosford for three on the right side. No. A line drive hits the front of the rim. It's no good. And a rebound for SK. They lead 13-10. Start of the second quarter here from SUNY Delhi. Carino dishes off. Anderson, yes. Nice looking bucket there for SK. Anderson's got five to lead the SK scoring. They lead 15-10 now. Minute into the second quarter. Hosford, right side, goes to Bowman. Stripped of the basketball. Bowman tied up. And jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it back to SK. Darren Dengler coming in. Champlin's going to get a breather here.
Yep, he picked up those two because I think originally they signaled 11 Carino on the first foul of the half. And then he got the offensive, obviously, on the fast break.
So Carino at midcourt. Nice change of speed here, and he's fouled by Bowman on a silly reach-in up near midcourt. Bowman should have just let that one go, I think, if you're a Richfield fan. That's going to be Bowman's second. And Bowman's going to have to come to the bench now, and Dunkel will come back in. And it changes things for Richfield when Bowman can't be in the game.
Absolutely does. It happened when they played Davenport, but I believe Dunkel has two fouls too. Correct me, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So Richfield in a little bit of foul trouble. Nothing serious yet, but something to be concerned about if you are an Indians fan. SK with the ball leading 15-10. Carino at the top of the key. He gets into the paint. His jumper won't go. Tipped around. Both teams wrestling. Scrambling out of bounds. It's going back to Richfield.
And there's just under 7 minutes left. And if any other fouls on Richfield, it's 1-1. They go to the line. So that might play a factor the rest of this half.
Richfield in the backcourt looking to beat the pressure, and they do. They go to Graves at midcourt. Graves going to double team, splits it, wants to try to go inside, and he is fouled with 6:37 to go in the second quarter. And Graves has such an unorthodox style. I mean, he's just like a grinder, I guess is the best way to put it. He will do anything, and he's possible, and he's been on the floor a couple of times tonight, but he's doing anything he can here for Richfield. 6:35 to go in the second quarter. Ball's going to be on the baseline here. Richfield fans want to say it was in the act of shooting, but they're not going to get that call. Indians will get it in. Here's Graves. Feeds one back up top for Dunkel. Tries to go to the interior. It's tapped away. Darren Dengler comes up with it, and an outlet pass to Anderson. Anderson back down the floor through the hands of Dienich. Out of bounds and going back to Richfield. So SK doesn't feel like they've quite gotten into their rhythm as well here, Coach.
No, they're as I said, their passes, they're throwing the ball ahead like they like to do, but it's just uncharacteristic turnovers for them. And that might be just the style of play Richfield gets, is they get you to get going and doing things quicker than you're used to doing.
Indians with the basketball on the baseline. Here is Graves as they go right to left. They're in the purple with the gold trim. SK's in the white with the blue trim. Here's Deliberto. He loves that corner spot. They take it away from him. He steps in for a two, and he hits it. Deliberto, who hurt his ankle and didn't play against Davenport, steps up for two there, and it's 15-12. Here is Carino on the left side. Goes to Anderson. Anderson back to Furman. Far side for Dienich to the interior. Anderson, jumper, got it. And Anderson leading the charge. He's got 7 points now. Makes it SK 17, Richfield Springs 12. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Graves, far side for Dunkel. Pass inside for Bobnik, and he scores. Makes it 17-14. And Carino back down the floor on the left side. Kicks one to Anderson. He's way out on that left wing. Tries to go back to the top of the key. Intercepted by Bobnik. Bobnik to the far side for Dunkel. He takes it to the interior. Pull-up jumper, no. Rebound, tipped around. Underneath the hoop, out of bounds. Going to stay with the Indians. 5:10 to go in the second, and it is 17-14. SK boys leading by three. And so this will be the Indians doing the inbounding duties. Here is Graves. Back up top for Hosford at the top of the key. Hosford, good pass down low, and it's up and in for Andrew Oakley. A little 6-0 run now for Richfield Springs, and it's 17-16. Inside for Dengler. His shot rolls off the rim. Rebound for Hosford. And an outlet pass to Deliberto. Deliberto comes across midcourt. Feeds one back to Graves on the right wing side. As Richfield goes right to left. 4:40 to go in the second. A pass down low for Hosford. Puts it up. He's fouled. Can't get the shot, but will go to the line. And Richfield's found some mojo here over the last 2 minutes, Coach.
Absolutely, they have. They're getting SK to make turnovers that we're not used to SK making right now, and they're capitalizing on them. That's what's happening right now is SK's making turnovers and Richfield's capitalizing, and that's what we talked about before the game. That's when you want to capitalize if Richfield Springs, because you can't count on South Court right to keep making those mistakes.
Hotswood gets the first one to go, so he has 3 points. And another one coming now for Hotswood as we are tied up at 17. Richfield trailed by as many as 7 at one point. Hotswood can't get the second to go, but now we are tied at 17. Carino in transition, feeds one to the far side for Deanich, and he scores. And just like that, Courtright is ahead now, 19-17.
And they get up and down the court so quick, does SK, and they got a missed free throw, they got the rebound, and all of a sudden they're down there in less than 5 seconds.
Hotspur across midcourt, right side, finds Graves, outside for Dunkel, pump fakes, takes it to the interior and scores. Braden Dunkel ties it up at 19 with 4:05 to go in the second quarter. SK back down the floor. The pass for Dengler was too tall. He couldn't get there. He tapped it away, and Hosford came up with the loose ball. Hosford across midcourt. Pulls it back out. Hosford to the right side. Now to Dunkel. Dunkel on the right elbow. Had it stripped by Deanich. Ahead now for Connor Carino. Wants to take it the whole way. Rolls off the back of the rim. Out of bounds. Going to stay with the Rams. Carino's going to want that one back as he missed the left-handed layup. 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Franklin boys coach Sky Thompson with you here today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. South Courtright will get it in. Dengler tries to go up. No, missed it. Furmitt with the rebound, and he buries it. And Logan Furmitt now with 4 points, and it's 21-19. And it continues to be a really physical game on the inside. Rams leading by a deuce with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Here is Oakley down low. It's a traveling violation and going back to the Rams. South Courtright, the champion of the Delaware League. Of course, Richfield Springs lost to Morris in a 3-overtime thriller in the Tri-Valley Championship just a couple of weeks ago. South Courtright in the backcourt. They go to Deanich on the left side. Ahead for Carino. Three ball for him. No. Rebound on the far side. Yes. For Darren Dengler. Good rebound for Dengler and a good putback. It makes it 23-19. 3 minutes to go in the second. Indians have the ball. Hosford, right side, steps through. The jumper for him. Buckles off the side of the rim. No. Furmitt, a rebound. Ahead for Carino. Wants to take it the whole way. Missed it. Rebound, Deanich, and he's fouled. With 2:50 to go in the second quarter. And the SK coaching staff telling Carino he's got to take it stronger to the hoop now. He tried to go with the reverse there, and I think they're just telling him to go up strong with it.
And he seems a little off so far in this game, Nate, with a lot of things. And the SK coaching staff, we're sitting close to them right now. They're definitely getting after him about it. Very, very good player. And we know what he's capable of doing, obviously.
Deanich at the line for SK. The first one is good. Deanich has 5, Josh Anderson with 7, Carino with 4 for SK. On the other side, very balanced. Andrew Oakley has 4. Everybody else has 3 or 2 on the other side for Richfield. Hosford has 3. And Bowman has 2. And so here is Deanich at the line, left it short. Dengler with a big rebound. Back out to Carino now. Up top for Anderson, who has been feeling it a little bit. Now they go to Carino left side as the Rams go left to right. They find Connor for a deep, deep three there. Yes. And that might have sparked him right there.
Remember the last game we did, Nate? Connor made 3 in a row. Richfield called a timeout. They probably don't want him to get too hot yet.
SK jumps ahead 27-19 over Richfield. We'll be back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Right out of the timeout, a steal and another three. You called it, Coach. Carino hits that one. Richfield's going to throw it away here. Hosford is down at midcourt after throwing that pass with 2:15 to go in the second. SK leading 30-19. We're going to hope that Hosford is okay here. The training staff has come out to see him. We're going to take a quick injury timeout here. We'll come back and we'll tell you what's going on. 30-19, our score. Actually, they're kind of helping Hosford to his feet. No, he's down on the floor here, so we're going to hope he's okay. Injury timeout. We'll be back on CDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back here, everybody. They have helped Dylan Hosford off the floor. The training staff and Coach Bush have helped him. They're taking him over to the training table in the far side corner of the gym, so we will keep an eye on that. 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Out of that timeout, Carino hit a three. That gives SK a 30-19 lead over Richfield. And then they came back down the floor. Coach Bush has come back from the training table now. And he's going to walk back to his bench here. He wanted some time to talk to his team, it looks like. So SK is going to come back. I don't know if he just used the timeout or not, or if he said, hey, I need time to talk to my guys. Timeout has been taken here by Richfield. So let's keep it right here. We want to thank some of our special sponsors here for the Section 4 championship games. They include Cone and Frazier Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, Rabideau Energy Products, of course, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, Lang Construction of South Courtright, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Boy, this game has been physical. It's been hard to find a true rhythm for either team. I think it's the style of play right now. We've seen some wacky stuff happen. But, hey, SK's ahead 30-19, 2:15 to go before the halftime break. SK still finding a way regardless of the trials and tribulations they've had to go through here, Coach.
And you're seeing Carino get hot, made two in a row. And they were from the exact same spot, too. And that he seems to like the... I'm here on the Delhi court. The Broncos is out there. He seems to like it from anywhere from the beach almost to the end of the O here. I don't think there's a range for that kid, but he's made two in a row. He's hot now. We'll see if that continues.
That does seem to be his spot over there where it says Broncos on the floor. SK will have the ball. They go to Carino in the corner again. In and out. Boy, that would have been three in a row, just like you called. It was halfway down.
Yeah, that was close to going down, too.
Now, who will bring up the ball? This time it's Bowman. Without Hosford down there, Bowman with a traveling violation. It's going to go back to SK. Hosford still over in the corner with the training staff, and he is their primary ball handler. We hope the best for him. 1:55 to go in the second, and SK leads 30-19. Furman to the left side. Goes to Dengler, and he lost it out of bounds. Pass was a little too hot. It's going back to the Indians. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute.
That play right there, it looked like Furman was throwing the ball between Dengler and Carino. Neither one of them knew which one was going to get the ball.
Indians in the backcourt. They'll come across midcourt. They try to go to the high post. It's intercepted by Furman. McDermott down the floor. Dishes for Carino, and he scores. And Carino's got 12 off the nice dish there from Furman. And it's 32-19 with 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Graves across midcourt. They look for Clay Bobnik. Over to Bowman. He tries a three. No. Rebound, Dengler. Dengler had it stripped by Bobnik. Puts it up off the glass and scores. And that makes it 32-21. You know this Richfield team is scrappy. Whoa. They're not going to quit. Boy, bodies flying everywhere. Carino dished it off down low. And foul's going to be... It's going to be on Brogan Graves, his second. And Hosford is back in the game. I can't believe it.
That's why I said whoa, because Hosford got off the bench and he's already back in the game.
Maybe he just got the wind knocked out of him. They've obviously cleared him here by the training staff.
You know, it could have been a really bad cramp too. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
They could have just gone over there and worked it out or something like that.
Let's keep an eye on him here for the last 109 of this second quarter to kind of see how he reacts. Great to see him back in though. As Dengler is at the line. Dengler's shot is no good. Hosford with the rebound. Appears to be okay. And there is no love lost right now between these two teams. It's been extremely physical. A minute to go in the second quarter. SK boys leading 32-21. Hosford calling for the ball. He wants it. Thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger. Goes to the right side. Now to the interior. Forces it up. Missed it. Second chance for him. Nobody's fouled. And Hosford has this look on his face right now like, I am going to try to take over this game if I can for my team. So 49 seconds to go in the second quarter. Hosford to the line with Richfield with the Indians trailing SK 32-21. So Hosford at the charity stripe here. His first shot is good. Hosford now with 4 points and another one coming. Makes it 32-22. I think if you're the Indians... You can be down less than double digits here at the half. That is a victory in their mind. As they'll have a chance in the second half for a comeback as Hosford goes 2 out of 2. It's 32-23. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Furman passes to the right side for Damian Gloucester, who's into the game. Back to Furman. Far side, Dienich. Zips one over Carino. He wants a three. Fires. It's off to the left. Rebound, Bowman. And Bowman now goes to... The safe hands of Dylan Hosford. 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Hosford to the right side. Dribbles in on the baseline. Into the paint now. Little up and under. No, just a bit short. Rebound Furman. Ahead for Carino. Carino's going to try to take it all the way, and he scores. And Carino's got 14. Makes it 34-23. 7 seconds left. Oakley across midcourt. Goes for Dunkel. Saves it back for Hosford. A three at the buzzer. No. Halftime score, SK 34, Richfield 23. What a first half, back and forth. We'll break it down on our Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a minute on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal...
And it's time for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been serving our local communities since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. As I said, SK leading at the break, 34-23. Here's our scoring summary. It took them a little bit to get going, but Connor Carino has 14 points to lead all scorers for SK. 7 for Josh Anderson, 5 for Troy Dienich, 4 for Logan Furment, 2 apiece for Darren Dengler and Adam Champlin. Richfield pretty balanced on the other side. Dylan Hosford was injured for a split second but came back into the game. He's got 5. 4 for Andrew Oakley and Clay Bobnik. 2 apiece for Austin Bowman, Brogan Graves, Damon Boss, Braden Dunkel, and Jordan Deliberto. So very balanced for Richfield. But they find themselves down 34-23. Coach, you and I were talking during the break as I welcome back in my color commentator today, Skylar Thompson, the Franklin boys coach. You know, this is the style of play that Richfield has. They are a very physical team, and they're going to try to muck it up as much as they can, and I mean that in the most genuine way possible. They really love to get in passing lanes, dive on the floor. It's a fun brand of basketball to watch, but it can be really helter-skelter at times. SK has seemed to find their way through the forest here a little bit to build this lead-up, but you can never count Richfield out. They can very easily turn you over, get a bunch of layups, and with the way we've seen the scoring in the first half, anybody's capable of putting it in the hoop here.
Absolutely, and if you're Richfield Springs, you want to stay with that style of play where we saw early on especially, it didn't really ever look like South Quarry fully, truly settled in the first half, but give credit to Richfield Springs for making them uncomfortable and making uncharacteristic passes and doing things that we're not accustomed to seeing South Courtright do. The second half game plan has got to be very much the same thing. For a while there, it was a neck and neck, one possession ball game. Hosford went to the line, actually, down by one. He made the first, missed the second, but they could have even taken the lead. So they're in this game. It's only an 11-point game. They got to keep doing what they've been doing.
Again, our halftime score, 34-23. And it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, we want to thank all our special sponsors today, including NBT Bank, Lang Construction of South Courtright, Acco Brands of Sydney, and Wagner Logging in Hardwood Hills Golf Course between Masonville and Deposit. In case you're looking for some other out-of-town scores, earlier today it was the Franklin girls winning their first Section 4 Class D girls basketball title since 2014 over Marathon by a score of 51-36. So congratulations to the Campbell sisters, and really a great effort today across the board by the Franklin Purple Devils. So they win, and they will move on to the state tournament. In Class C earlier today, the Delhi girls, the 3 seed, falling to the number one team in the state, Newark Valley, 59-19. So the Delhi girls will conclude their season. And tomorrow, don't forget, we're going to have the Section 4 Class B girls championship game live on the radio. That game will be down at the arena at 4 o'clock. The Norwich girls hosting, I shouldn't say hosting, but Norwich is the 1 seed. They'll be taking on at Shenango Valley, the 3 seed. Again, 4 o'clock at the arena. I'll be on with Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull. He's joining me for the broadcast tomorrow. And we'll have our Butler Auto pregame show about 3:45. Always fun calling a game at the arena down courtside. Some other scores to pass along for today include the Section 4 Class C Boys Championship game. The Newfield boys, the 4 seed, they win it all, beating 2 seed Moravia 55-45. So Newfield, the 4 seed, beat Harpersville and then Delhi in the first 2 rounds, then knocked off 1 seed Watkins Glen, and then took down 2 seed Moravia. So Newfield always seems to find a way, and they are going back to the state tournament. A very, very good chance, we'll see what happens tomorrow, that they could run into our old friends from West Canada Valley, coached by Dave Smith, who was a Delaware Academy graduate. That game tomorrow is Dalgeville versus West Canada Valley in the Section 3 Class C Championship game. That game's up in Syracuse at OCC. So if you're a Section 4 fan, keep your eye on that, as we got to see West Canada a bunch this year against Unitego and Delhi. It was a lot of fun. Ball coming towards us here. Oh, but the younger Carino brother, Boston, was able to save us. All right, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. As I'm Nate Mull for Scott Thompson, we'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Waste Recovery Enterprises is now providing residential and commercial trash pickup to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. To get reliable service at a low monthly rate, simply call Waste Recovery at 607-563-2616. Call for rates today, 607-563-2616. We also have all sizes of roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. For affordable, reliable weekly trash pickup, call 607-563-2616 or visit wasterecovery.com. Now expanding services to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back to start the third quarter. SK Boys leading Richfield Springs 34-23 in the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game. And Richfield will have the ball to start the second half, going left to right now. They're in the purple with the gold trim. SK is in the white with the royal blue trim. Richfield with the ball. Here's Deliberto, three-point specialist from that left corner. Had it stripped. Goes back up top here for Brogan Graves. Graves back inside for Bobnik. Passes down low, looking for Bowman. Muscles it up and in. And Bowman cuts it to 34-25. Still manageable for Richfield if they could make a run. Early here in the third quarter, live from SUNY Delhi. Champlin to the far side, back out. Furman wants a three, and this one is short and going to roll out of bounds. I think Furman just couldn't resist. He was too open there, Coach. Nate Lull joined here by Sky Thompson, Franklin Boys coach. Very gracious with his time during the sectional run here and throughout the season as well. Joining us on the radio. And here is Hosford on the right side, closely guarded by Connor Carino. The far side for Deliberto. Passes into the corner now for Graves. Graves tries to dish one up and under. They missed the left-handed layup there with Bobnik, and a rebound for Furman. That felt like it was really going to give Richfield some momentum, but they can't connect. Carino trying to go inside for Anderson. A steal by Deliberto, though. Took it away. And now to Hosford. Hosford across midcourt to the top of the key. Slowing it down, goes back to Graves, to the interior for Bobnik on the high post. They'll swing one back to Hosford, left side for three, no. A side-winding shot was short, rebound Carino. Two on one if they hurry. Nice move by Carino, couldn't finish. Champ on the rebound, he puts it up and is fouled. 6:22 to go in the third. Connor getting called over by assistant coach Jim Carino, who's also his dad, and I think his dad is saying, you've got to take that to the rack, young man. Take it strong.
He was getting after him in the first half about not going, remember we talked about being going harder, not being soft when you attack the rim. I think he's still getting after him about it.
Yeah, he pointed at him, had the finger like, come here, we're going to talk. Champlin can't get the first shot to go. Second one coming. I know assistant coach Carino is tough on Connor, but they know what kind of future he can have. As the second shot for Champlin won't go, and a rebound for the Indians. 34-25. Richfield still hanging around here. 6:15 to go in the third. And now a traveling violation here by Brogan Graves. 6:13 to go in the third. He's going to give it back to SK. Rams will look to get it in. Now here for Carino, little give and go for Anderson as SK now going right to left on your radio dial. Back out to Dianich, goes to Anderson, high post. Passing down low for Furman, little up and under, in and out, and a rebound for Bowman. And then a foul underneath on SK as Bowman was vacuuming up the glass. Foul's going to be on Carino. So it's 34-25. And the Indians continuing to run through. A couple of guys off the bench. Landon Schultz comes in. Play Bobnik to the bench. Oakley's going to come back in. Dunkel will come back in for Graves. 6 minutes to go in the third, and it's 34-25. SK Boys on top of the Richfield Springs Indians in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. Here is Bowman at midcourt. Bowman pulls it back down. Looking inside for Hosford, little up and under, and he's fouled. And Hosford's going to go to the line. So Hosford steps in. Third foul on Champlin here. So here's our team foul situation. Two for SK and one for Richfield Springs. Here is Hosford at the line, rolled in and out. And the second one coming. Hossford got hurt late in the first half, came right back in the ball game though, trying to lead his team, but he goes 0-for-2 at the line here, and then an over-the-back call on Dunkel. Try to get that rebound. And so South Courtright will get it back. So Dunkel picks up his third there, Coach.
Yeah, and he's an important player for them. He does a lot of things very well. And he's a very good three-point shooter as well. He does do a lot of work down low, but he's a very good three-point shooter for them as well.
5:48 to go in the third. It's 34-25. As the SK Rams are leading the Richfield Springs Indians here in the sectional final. Back down the floor for Carino. And they go inside for Deanich. His jumper, no. Logan Furman gets the rebound, looks to muscle it up, and he is fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but Furman somehow, in a sea of purple and gold in there, got that rebound, and now we'll head to the line. Foul's going to be on Oakley, his first, and the team's third. So Logan Furman will head to the line here for SK. First shot, no. But his free throw woes continue here at the line. Second one coming here for Logan Furman. And this one is good. So he goes 1 out of 2. Furman gets 5 total points now. And it's a 10-point lead for SK, 35-25. Deliberto down the floor for a 3. No, halfway down, Furman with a rebound. Boy, that looked good. And SK leads by 10, 35-25, 5:20 to go in the third. Here is Anderson trying to answer for SK. No, left it short, hit the left side of the rim. Bowman with an outlet pass. And he finds Hossford down the right side of the floor as Richfield goes left to right. Hossford stops up and spots up for a 3. No good. Rebound, Carino. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Tries to take it to the rim. Missed it. Deanich, yes, on the rebound. Deanich has got a quiet 7 points here. And SK leads 37-25. Hossford in the backcourt. Looks to come across midcourt. Ball knocked out of bounds into the Richfield bench. Good hustle there by Anderson to punch it free. So 4:47 to go in the third. It's 37-25. The SK boys on top of Richfield Springs. Andrew Oakley doing the inbounding duties. Goes to Hossford. Hossford on the right side. To the interior. Pull-up jumper. No. Rebound Bowman. Yes. And Bowman's got 6 on a nice putback. Keeps it a 10-point game. SK leading 37-27. 4.5 to go in the third. Furman down the left low block, little up and under. Blocked there by Bowman. And Furman's going to go back to the line here. When you have someone that's struggling at the line, Coach, what do you try to tell them? Do you pull them aside? Do you say anything to them? I know they've spent a lot of time working with Furman to get his confidence up at the line. First one, no good.
Well, I think one of the things you're seeing with Furman is a lot of his free throws are short, which means he's pushing it. And playing for Coach Mackey and Oneana, you want to go up more. So it's not like he's missing off to the side. It's just short. So if he can get a little more arc on his shot, it might help him a little bit.
Furman at the line. His second shot is no good. Short again. You called the coach. Furman tracks down his own rebound, though. Dishes off for Anderson. His shot is too strong. Rebound Deliberto, but then stolen back by Deanich. Deanich goes up and under and scores. And Deanich has got 9. And SK leads 39-27. Great hustle there. Here's Graves at midcourt. Graves gets tied up. Tries to go to the far side. And a foul here on a reach-in on SK. With 4:03 to go in the third. And it's 39-27. The Rams leading the Indians. Team foul situation. 4 on Richfield and now 3 on SK. Indians got the ball. They'll go to midcourt, right back to Graves. Graves to the interior, tried to punch it to the outside. Intercepted by Champlin. Champlin going to try to go to the hoop. Taken away here by Hossford. The track meet continues. Hossford down the right side of the floor to the bucket, and he scores. Hossford's now got 7, and it's 39-29. SK trying to answer. Right side of the floor. Deanich a jumper. No. Hossford the rebound. Still a 10-point game. 39-29. Richfield trailing by 10 in the sectional championship game here to South Courtright. 3:30 to go in the third. And a big bucket here from Clay Bobnick. Got it at the left elbow, took it in and scored. Makes it 39-31. Carino to midcourt. Now to Deanich. Floater in the lane for him. No, and he's fouled. Deanish will go to the line with 3:15 to go in the third, and SK leading 39-31. Richfield doing everything they can to stay within striking distance. Deanish has 9 points. That's second on the team in scoring behind Carino with 14.
Richfield done a nice job this quarter keeping Carino off the scoring board right so far.
Deanish at the line. His first foul shot is short. And Coach Kaufman shaking his head here. Want to thank some more of our special sponsors here, including Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, as well as the Delaware National Bank of Delhi and the Amphenol Corporation. Deanish's second shot at the line is good. He's into double figures with 10. And SK leads 40-31 with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor now for Bobnik. Comes across midcourt, finds Graves. To the interior, we're going to have a foul on SK here on Anderson as Bobnik went flying through the paint. 3:05 to go in the third, 40-31, the Rams leading the Indians. Live from SUNY Delhi, it's the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game. Graves to the interior for Dunkel. Now back out to Hosford straight away for three. Going to be a three-second call on the Indians, giving it back to SK. And the Rams will get it back here with Champlin. Dengler's going to come in, and Anderson's going to head to the bench with those three fouls for some protection here. And so SK will work it in. Champlin will go ahead now for Carino. Splits a double team. Carino into the paint. Taken away by the Indians. SK wanted a foul. They won't get it. Hosser tries to take it to the rim. His shot no good. Second chance. Rolls on the floor. Back out to Graves. And he'll pump the brakes and reset the offense here for the Indians. With 2:35 to go in this third quarter. Here is Graves. He's going to dish one back off for Hosford. Hosford, far side. Damon Boss, a pull-up three. No. Rebound to Champlin. Numbers if they can hurry. Champlin's going to pull it out. He wisely wants the possession. Goes to Deanich. Into the right corner for Furman. He goes inside, and a big connection there. Graves planted his feet and took another charge. With 2:18 to go here in the third, Graves is taking a beating here this afternoon, but he keeps on ticking. And it's 40-31. Again, 2:18 to go in the third. Diliberto's going to come back in. Dunkel to the bench. And Richfield continuing to throw some fresh bodies here at the Rams. Indians to the near side with Oakley. They try to go over top of the defense to Schultz, and they do, and it's intercepted by Deanich. Deanich back down the floor, trying to go to the rim, and he's fouled. Oakley was chasing him back and was whistled for the reach-in with 2:05 to go in the third. And this is going to send Deanich to the line. And this Richfield crowd behind us is incensed by some of these calls. With 2:05 to go in the third. It's going to send Deanich to the line. And his first shot is in and out. So it remains SK 40 and Richfield Springs 31. And back to the line here for Deanich. And his second shot, in and out. And Graves and Dengler, I think, got tied up there on the line. Dengler went down to the floor. Dengler now talking to the officials. Dengler saying, somebody hit me here on the line. With 2:03 to go in the third. Officials talking to a couple South Courtright players here. Coach Kaufman not pleased. And I don't think we're going to have any call out of this here. Officials are getting together, talking some things over. 2:03 to go here in the third. I think Richfield is going to have the ball. I'm not even sure. I don't think they've called anything here. 2:03 to go here in the third. No, Richfield's going to have the ball. I don't think anything's going to come of that. Tough to tell what really happened.
I think they stopped play because the player was on the floor, but I don't think anything was actually called.
Nothing was actually called. The player went down. I think they tried to investigate it a little bit, but they're not going to call anything at that point. So all for nothing there, and Richfield gets the ball back. They're going to try to get it in, and they do to Graves at midcourt. He got tied up with Dengler. And we got guys going toe-to-toe here at midcourt. Both guys were going for that ball. Both crowds coming unglued a little bit here. Official talking with Graves. That looked like a football play here. Dengler's going to get whistled for the foul. That ball was pretty much a jump ball at midcourt. Now we got a fan out on the court. He's going to get tossed out of here with 2 minutes to go in the third. Both teams are going to go back to the bench. A Courtright fan had come out onto the floor, I believe, with 2 minutes to go in the third. Wow. Things boiling over here a little bit. And we're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 2:03 to go in the third. Both fan bases very upset. Some physical play here. Referees are trying to sort this out with 2:03 to go in the third. We did have a fan come out onto the court. He's been escorted out. And both coaching staffs are trying to tell their fans to stay in the stands. 2:03 to go in the third. SK still leading 40-31. I think they're just trying to let this calm down a little bit here. Both teams have gone back over to their benches. The referees are still talking at midcourt here. Referees have gone over to each bench here, Coach, and I think they're just saying, we got to calm down here. We're just playing a game. Again, 2:03 to go here in the third in the sectional championship. Emotions running high. We're doing the best we can to explain this for you as SK comes back out onto the floor. Both these teams, a physical style of play, and it's boiled over a little bit here. As you can hear the fans really getting into it.
This one's turning into a little bit more than even just a basketball game, and we got 2 minutes left in the third and an entire fourth quarter left, Nate. This is going to get interesting.
This is going to get very interesting. I think a big thing to remember is this is just a high school game here, folks. We got to keep it under control. At the end of the day, these are kids out here on the floor. Both fan bases are going crazy.
And we're sitting here.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. Pretty incredible.
Now they're
pointing over here at the Richfield stands, I think almost as a warning to say, we are going to toss anybody. The police have come in here behind us. And I think they're really just watching both sides to make sure nothing happens in the stands. Wow. We're finally going to get back underway. After all of that, there was a foul on Dengler at midcourt. And that's really all it turned out to be. Now they'll get it in, and a steal by SK. Batted right back out of bounds. Possession is going to stay with the Rams. It is so loud in here, it might be overpowering our microphones. We're doing the best to bring this to you. This is something. 2 minutes to go in the third. It's 40-31. SK with the basketball on the left side of the floor now, going right to left. They'll come back up top to Connor Carino. He wants a three, left it short. Ball is tapped back out to Andrew Oakley. Oakley in transition, tries to go to the interior. Ball is loose on the floor, picked up by Schultz. Now back out to Oakley. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. And inside here for Hosford, and he is fouled as he got inside to the paint. With 1:32 to go in the third. And Hosford's going to go to the line. Here's our team foul situation, Sky, which is going to count the rest of the way. SK's got 7 and Richfield has got 6, so we're going to see a lot of foul shooting.
Especially with the way the game's been going with the physicality and stuff, you are definitely going to see a lot of free throws.
So Hosford to the line. He has 7 points. That's a team high for Richfield at the moment, and he hits the first. Hossford now with 8 points. And the second one coming here for Hossford. And he can't get the second one to go. Rebound, loose on the floor. Tapped back out to Oakley. Oakley to the interior. Furmitt with a block. And Furmitt is fouled as he comes back down the floor. And the SK fans exploding out of their seats on the far side after that block by Furmitt. And then a foul on a reach-in in transition with 1:24 to go here in the third. And SK leading 40-32. And this is going to send Furmitt to the line. And a timeout's going to be taken here by SK. We're going to step away in what might be the longest third quarter I've ever seen. It's 40-32, SK on top of Richfield. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:24 to go in the third. Our score is 40-32. SK boys on top of Richfield Springs. We are getting some nice reports in from several people that they can still hear us loud and clear. I mean, it's been so loud in here. Like, if you're talking, I can't hear you.
No, that's the thing I was going to say. If we're talking, like right now, out of the timeout, I can't even hear myself.
No.
So I'm happy the people can still hear us at home. But
I always tell people, imagine giving the biggest presentation of your life while people go insane all around you. I mean, yeah, it's great, right? So not hard to concentrate at all. And so Logan Furmitt, out of the timeout, was fouled as he was coming back down the floor. Will look to hit this foul shot. No, can't do it. Hossford with a rebound. Richfield with the ball, 40-32. Back down the left side of the floor for Graves. Looking for Hossford. Richfield in need of a bucket here. Still late in the third quarter. They're down by 8, but Richfield just looking for a little bit of a run. Hossford comes off a screen, splits 2 defenders, takes it to the rim and scores. Hossford's got 10. And it's 40-34 with a minute to go in the third. Carino across midcourt, splits 2 defenders. Carino down low, intercepted, ball out of bounds, going to stay with the Rams. It hit off the hands there of Landon Schultz and out of bounds. If you're looking for some scores from earlier, Franklin girls defeat Marathon 51-36, and the Delhi girls fell 59-19 to the number one team in the state, Newark Valley. SK gets it in, Gengler missed the left-handed layup, and a rebound for the Indians. Boy, SK is going to want that one back. 45 seconds left in the third.
Had a wide open look for a left-handed layup from a left-handed player. They're going to want that one back, as you said.
Hossford at midcourt near the Broncos logo. Top of the key. Little crossover. Hossford in the paint. Missed the shot. Gets his own rebound. Second chance, no. How about a third? That won't go down. Dengler with a rebound. 25 seconds left. Carino down the floor. Through the paint. Is fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot 2 with 22 seconds to go in the third. And SK leading 40-34. Feels like the fans have calmed down just a little bit here, but still a long way to go in this game.
Saying, we got a whole fourth quarter.
Really, I've never seen anything like this.
But the police presence walking up and down and
that's
being
helped.
In the corners and stuff, I think that might have a little bit of an impact on this one.
Carino to the line. His first one is good.
I mean, I have never been at a basketball game where I have a police officer standing right behind a bench. And right to our left is a police officer right behind the SK bench, which is where Richfield fans are. And we got all basically in all four corners of this gym.
Carino's second shot, no. Rebound, Hossford. So SK leads 41-34 with 15 seconds to go in the third. And Hossford comes across midcourt. A bounce to the near side. Here comes Furmitt. Look out. He saves it. It goes into Deanich. He scores. With 5 seconds left, Deanich scores to make it 43-34. And Logan Furmitt strikes again, coming right towards our broadcast.
I was going to say, Nate, was that a little bit of a deja vu type moment right
Yes,
there?
It was. He saved himself this time.
Which is good for him because he was coming in hard. And you hit one of these tables, even with the padding, it's not going to be a good hit. So for him to be able to avoid the contact with the table and be on the court is good.
He hit our table so hard in the Delaware League Championship game and knocked us off the air. I thought definitely deja vu. Richfield trying to throw it long. It's intercepted by Dengler at midcourt. And SK is going to run out the clock here. They'll try a three. Did they get it off in time? No. And the shot was no good by Carino. Three quarters in the books. SK leads Richfield 43-34. This is wild at SUNY Delhi on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
What a game here, folks. Live from SUNY Delhi, it's the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game. And the SK boys are leading Richfield Springs 43-34 as we hit the fourth quarter. Somebody's going to move on to the state tournament. Does Richfield have enough gas in the tank to try to come back in what has been a very physical contest? SK down low to Logan Furman on the right low block. It's intercepted by Bobnik. And into the safe hands of Hosford, who has 10 points, and he's had to grind it out to get those 10 points. Dengler is tied up with Deliberto on the far side. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Richfield, and the foul is going to be on Dengler.
Well, actually, one official called a foul on that. The other one just said it was knocked out of bounds. So interesting there with the officiating crew call. Important to note for Richfield Springs for a while there with everything else going on. Kind of foul. Austin Bowman not in. Back in the game now for Richfield.
So it is whistled a foul, and Deliberto to the line. He misses the foul shot, and Furman with the rebound. 18 fouls apiece. 8 for each team going forward. In transition, Carino finds Dianich, and he scores. And Dianich has got 14, makes it 45-34 for SK. Left side of the floor for Deliberto. Now goes back to Hosford straight away. Hosford trying to quarterback this offense here with 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. Deliberto for three. Scores for Richfield. Huge three by Deliberto. Cuts it to 45-37 with 7:05 to go in the fourth. SK back the other way. They go to Anderson. He spots up for a three of his own. Left it short. Rebound Bowman of Richfield. And hands one off here to Hosford down the left side of the floor as Richfield goes left to right. Hosford into the corner. Deliberto again. Another one. No. Off the front of the rim. Rebound for Furman. Furman puts on the brakes. Chest pass far side now. Looking for Connor Carino. Into the corner for Dianich. The floater. Good. Troy Dianich playing out of his mind with 16 now. And it's 47-37 for SK with 6:36 to go in the fourth.
And just like with the girls game earlier with Franklin getting some nice step-up plays and scoring from role players, Dianich right now for SK is providing them great scoring right now.
With 6:35 to go in the fourth, SK trying to protect this 47-37 lead. Deliberto, he finds that corner spot again, just a little too strong. Rebound, Bowman, he keeps it in, but it goes right to Anderson of SK. Anderson gets tripped up there by Dunkel, and we'll have a foul on Richfield.
It's interesting if they called that on Dunkel or on number four.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, it's going to be on Bobnik. That's Bobnik's third, the fourth, or the ninth team, I should say. Foul here on Richfield. Things seem to have calmed down a little bit here after a wild and crazy third quarter, which saw some very physical play. Anderson will head to the line. So Anderson steps in, takes a deep breath, drains the first one. And Anderson has 8, makes it 48-37 with 6:23 to go in the fourth. And another one coming for Anderson. And no, off the back of the rim, rebound Champlin. Champlin's going to pull it out. Back to Dianich. Far side, Anderson. SK holding on to this lead in the sectional championship game live from SUNY Delhi in front of their own bench. Now working it back to the top of the key. Deanich swings through the defense. Blocked out of bounds there by Bowman. With 6:05 to go in the fourth, it's 48-37. South Courtright boys on top. Oakley, Graves, and Schultz are going to come back in. So Richfield, I like this approach today where they've kept fresh bodies going at SK all day. And SK has not gone that deep in the bench as they have in past years. So I like the strategy.
I think for Richfield, it allows them to keep playing their aggressive, up-tempo style defense because guys can stay fresher longer.
SK gets the ball in. They find Carino in the right side corner. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Indians. So we come up on 6 minutes to go in the fourth. The South Courtright Rams leading the Richfield Springs Indians 48-37. Richfield, the 9 seed, the Cinderella story, taking on the 2 seed South Courtright here. Richfield knocked out top seed Morris on the way to get here. Here is Graves at the top of the key now. Holds it down. Zips one over to Hosford. 3 ball for him in front of his own bench. Yes! Hosford with 13. Makes it an 8-point game. 48-40. Huge three there by the sophomore guard. SK shoveling one over to Carino on the right wing side. Now back to Deanich. Deanich picks up his dribble in a tough spot. It's stolen by Oakley. Oakley takes it to the rim. It's blocked, but a foul by Carino. And Oakley is going to go to the line. And Andrew Oakley with some big foul shots coming here for the Indians with 5:25 left. And a timeout's going to be taken by SK as they lead 48-40. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 48-40. The SK boys leading Richfield Springs. And out of the timeout, Andrew Oakley will be at the line here for the Richfield Springs Indians. His first shot is no good. Franklin girls winning the D championship in Section 4 earlier today over Marathon, 51-36. The Delhi girls falling to Newark Valley in the C championship. Oakley goes 0 out of 2 at the line, and a rebound for the Rams. They're protecting an 8-point lead with 5:15 to go in the fourth. Here is Furman. Left side of the floor as the Rams go right to left. Far side now for Carino. Skips one back across for Furman. Into the corner, Deanich, pull-up jumper, rolled off the rim. Anderson, a second chance. No, rebound Hosford, off of the miss by Anderson. Graves will bring it down the floor for Richfield Springs. Gets across midcourt and will shovel one here to Hosford, who has 13. He's had to earn them. Back to the top of the key now for Bowman. Right side as Richfield goes left to right. They try to save it down low by Hosford. He somehow kept it in, but then Hosford traveled. With 4:45 to go in the fourth. And SK still protecting a 48-40 edge here. A packed house from Clark Fieldhouse here at SUNY Delhi. Back down the floor for the Rams, going right to left. They bring it to the left side with Champlin. Front of his own bench, Furman into the corner. Zips one inside here for Carino. Pull-up jumper, no. And a rebound for Bowman. And SK just can't seem to buy one so far in the mid part of this fourth quarter. Here is Graves coming across the halfway mark. Graves, little burst of speed, gets down to the right wing side, goes inside for Bowman, shovels it up, can't get it to go. Carino with a rebound. A foul, though, on the floor on SK is going to send Bowman to the line. Foul's going to be on Furman. And Bowman, you feel like he's going to make that layup 99 times out of 100. He missed it, but then he gets fouled and will head to the line. So Bowman will step in here. Looking to shoot two. Bowman, a decent foul shooter here. And they need these with 4:13 to go here in the fourth. Bowman's first shot is good. Bowman with seven. Makes it 48-41. Bowman settling in for the second shot. Good. So Bowman gets his 2 points. Makes it 48-42. We got a ball game here, folks, with 4:10 to go in the fourth. To the high post for Anderson. Back over onto the far side for Furman. Now to Carino. Finds Dijanich in the corner for three. Yes! Dijanich with 19. The junior guard having one of the games of his life. Makes it 51-42 for SK. Huge three. Schultz trying to answer. And he does! Landon Schultz, the sophomore, off the bench. Buries a left corner three for the Indians and makes it 51-45. Champlin to the right side, into the corner, gets it back. Champlin has it knocked away by Graves, but gets it back to Dijanich, who's fouled by Hosford. And Dijanich is going to get a chance to go to the line. Boy, both these teams leaving it all out on the floor right now. 3.5 to go in the fourth, and it's 51-45. SK leading Richfield Springs in one of the more memorable Section 4 championship games we've seen. As this is Dijanich at the line. And his first shot is good. Troy Dijanich now with 20. Makes it 52-45. Bobnik's going to come in. And the second shot coming here for Dijanich. And his shot at the line, no. Off the front of the rim, Bobnik with a rebound. And he'll give this to Brogan Graves. Pushes one to the far side for Hosford, who turns on the Jets down the left side of the floor. Hosford muscles his way inside. The shot is wide to the right. Rebound by Hosford. Somehow he got it. Back to Bowman. Spin move down low in the paint for Bowman. No. He overshot it. And a rebound, Carino. With 3:05 to go in the fourth. And SK leading 52-45. They get across midcourt. And go to the far side now for Champlin. He wants to take it to the rim. Missed the layup from the right low block. And a rebound for Hosford and Richfield. Indians going left to right. Hosford on the right side, wants a screen, steps up, tries a three, and it's wide to the right. Was a really deep shot there, and he just didn't get it off his fingertips right. Back down the floor now for SK. And we're going to have a timeout taken by the Rams with 2:35 to go in the fourth. And South Courtright leading Richfield Springs, 52-45. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. SK Boys leading Richfield 52-45. Of course, want to thank our special sponsors, including NBT Bank, Lang Construction of South Courtright, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, and Keller Williams real estate agent Stacy Frazier. They make it all possible for us to be here. 2:35 to go in the fourth. Hear from SUNY Delhi in the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game. Nate Lull alongside Franklin Boys coach Sky Thompson will take you the rest of the way. SK will get it in. And they go to Dijanich, who's having a game of his life here with 20 points for South Courtright. Right side for Anderson. He'll pull it back out. Back to Dijanich on the left side. Troy dribbles through. Floater in the paint. Off the back of the rim. No. Furman the rebound. Pulls it back out. Champlin into the corner for Carino. And he stepped out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Richfield. We've seen more guys step out of bounds for both teams in this corner here today than I think I've seen in all the other games combined, as Richfield's going to take a timeout. So we'll step away again for 30 seconds with 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter, and SK still leading 52-45 on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 52-45. The SK boys on top of Richfield Springs. One of these two teams is going to move on to the state tournament. And as of right now, they would be playing again on Tuesday down in Johnson City. That's such a quick turnaround, Coach. We'll see if that stays the same, but I think it probably will. They'd be playing the winner of Section 1. So the Indians will get it in. And Richfield will toss it up. They go to Braden Dunkel down the right side of the floor. Dunkel will look to pull it out. Finds Hosford on the right side. He'll take it into the rim. Hosford scores. Hosford with 15 would not be denied. Makes it 52-47. Richfield hanging tough here in the final moments of this ball game. Carino finds Anderson. And SK will settle in on offense. They go to Carino on the left side. Far side, Deanich. He wants a long two, maybe a three. It bounces off the back of the rim, up off the top of the backboard. It's going to be out of bounds. And I don't think that's what SK was looking for.
No, their coaches have been calling timeouts, telling the guys, we have the lead. Go slow. We don't need to get a shot up super quick. We're up by five right now.
Indians with the ball now with a 1:45 to go into the hands of Hosford. Does the sophomore have some magic left here for Richfield? It's been such a Cinderella run for them. Here's Bowman at the top of the key, and he traveled with 1:35 to go in the fourth. And a turnover will give it back to SK. And that felt like a really huge possession for the Indians.
It absolutely was. And they got Austin on a travel. He switched his feet. He moved one and then took his first step to the basket with the other. But SK here, they need to get a good possession offensively. They haven't had one in a while, so they need to get a bucket here.
Carino got the ball, and I don't even know how he caught that in between two Richfield defenders. Both teams have 10 fouls each, so here's a foul on Richfield, and this is going to send Josh Anderson to the line. We'll be shooting a lot of foul shots the rest of the way with a 1:25 to go, and SK leading 52-47.
And if you're Richfield, you can't be happy with that foul. There's no reason for it. You've been getting stops. You've been getting SK out of their rhythm. There's no reason for that foul for two shots at the line right now.
Anderson, a very good foul shooter here as well for the Rams, settles in, and the first one is nothing but net. Anderson's got 9, and the second one coming here for Anderson. Franklin girls winning earlier, SK boys trying to join them. Anderson in and out, rebound Hosford. Richfield, it's still possible, folks, with a minute 20 to go. SK leading 53-47. Here is Hosford down the floor, floater. From the left side, no. Rebound, Dunkel puts it up, no. And a rebound underneath by Anderson. Richfield wanted a foul, but they won't get it. Back out to Carino. Carino finds Anderson right at midcourt. Now back to Carino. Shovels one down low for Furman, and he's blocked, but he's fouled. Fouled from behind by Landon Schultz, and it will send Logan Furman to the line.
And here's the thing. I know that they're upset about the foul, but they fouled the right guy. You don't want to give up a layup. And as you talk about, Furman's been struggling at the free throw line. You'd much rather have the foul than giving up an easy 2 points on a layup right now.
And we love you, Logan. We know you're a fantastic athlete going to play college baseball next year at Cobleskill. But he has just been struggling at the line, and he can't get the first one to go. Talking to some people in the South Courtright community, they said you can see it's in his head. He's fully capable. He's one of the best athletes in the area. It's just something that's one of those mental block things. So Oakley joined the party late coming to the foul line here. So they're going to give the ball back to the official on the baseline. And now it's going to come back to Furman at the line. 59 seconds left. Can Furman get one of these? Rattles in and out. Rebound Bowman. Richfield has life down 53-47. But they need a bucket here. A screen at midcourt. Hosford's going to kick one out. Dunkel for three. Yes! Braden Dunkel. Makes it a three-point game. 40 seconds left. Carino leaves it off for Deanich. He can't get it. Missed it. Bowman is able to scoop up a rebound. Timeout Richfield. 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. and it's 53-50. 30-second break. We'll be right back. SK leading by three on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The SK boys, this lead has been trimmed by Richfield down to three. 53-50. Of course, every Richfield game we do, there is some element of wildness. I think back to the three overtime game, the Tri-Valley Championship with Morris. Just crazy shot after crazy shot. That huge three by Braden Dunkel has cut this back to a three-point game. So here we go with 35 seconds left. Richfield Springs is going to have the ball after they called that timeout on the rebound by Bowman. Here we go. They're going to have to go the full length of the floor. Still a lot of time. Bowman's going to have to heave it. He finds Dunkel, who puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Dunkel gets a layup, and he is fouled. It's a one-point game with 33 seconds left. And Dunkel could tie it here. And the Richfield fans behind us are going insane. And Dunkel is going to settle in at the line here with 33 seconds left to try to tie this game up. Braden Dunkel, the sophomore, can't get the foul shot to go. Bowman, a rebound. He scores. Austin Bowman gives Richfield the lead, 54-53, 25 seconds left. Here is Carino, and SK is going to take a timeout with 22 seconds left. And Richfield is ahead by one, 54-53. We're going to step away for 30 seconds, but the Indians are up by one, 22 seconds left on CDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
22.2 seconds left. SK is going to have the ball. This place is going insane. Richfield has crawled back from the dead. Rams have the ball. They're down by a point, but they have some of the best shooters in the area ready to go. This is going to be a wild finish. They get it back to Carino. No, knocked out of bounds by Andrew Oakley. SK tried to lob it into the backcourt. No time came off the clock, but now SK is going to have to bring it the length of the floor. Great hustle there by Andrew Oakley. Now they get it into Carino. Carino into the paint. Goes outside. Anderson for three. No. Bounces up, and it went out of bounds. Off the back of the rim, it hit the shot clock. It goes out of bounds, and Richfield is going to get the ball back ahead by a point. And there's going to be a timeout taken by Richfield with 16 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. This is unbelievable. Richfield leading by a point. Nate Lowe and Sky Thompson with you here, the Franklin boys coach. An unlucky bounce there for SK. That was a good look for Anderson, but it bounced up and hit the shot clock. And now Richfield's got the ball back. If you're SK, what do you think you're looking to do here, coach?
Well, obviously, you got to, if you can get a stop before you foul, or you get a steal before you get the foul, you do that. You don't want too much time to go up the clock here. But of course, if you can foul anyone other than Hosford or Bowman right now, I'm thinking that's where you want to commit your foul. So if you're SK, you try to deny them, those two guys, the ball, and make sure that it's anyone else but them.
Yeah, I think if you can not foul Bowman and not foul Hosford, there are some other guys on this team that we've seen struggle from the line. Will one of those guys be the one to be put on the line with 16 seconds left? If you're SK, I know it's 16 seconds, but that's still a good enough amount of time to give yourself a good look in if you can get the ball back.
And important to note that even if they foul and they knock both in, it could only still be a three-point game, so they can still tie it up should Richfield Springs knock in both free throws if we get to that point.
Very loud atmosphere here. Sky and I can barely hear each other. Indians are going to have the ball on the baseline. And SK has brought everybody up. Let's see if Richfield maybe tries to run somebody long again. And they do. They try to go to Hosford. It's tipped by Furman. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with Richfield. Clock is down to 14.3 seconds left. Boy, both guys went up. It looked like another football play. Furman was just able to get a piece of it. Richfield's going to take a timeout here. And Richfield's going to take this timeout here, I believe, with 14.3 seconds left. I'm not sure they haven't officially called the timeout here. Coach Kaufman is arguing about something. I think he's saying we want some time back on the clock because did that ball ever really come in? Officials getting together to talk things over here. They're down by Coach Bush right now. They're saying that ball got tipped out of bounds. It should stay with the Indians here. Coach Bush still wants to know how many timeouts he's got. This has been a long stretch. They've put some time back on the clock to 15.3. And Richfield's going to take a timeout. 54-53. We're going to keep it right here, folks, and continue to recognize some of our special sponsors here for today's game, including Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Unadilla and Franklin, Morabito Energy Products, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, and Wagner Logging and Hardwood Hills Golf Course between Masonville and Deposit. SK has led for a majority of this game here today. And Richfield, much as they've done all year, the Cinderella story continues. The 9-seed Richfield Springs Indians trying to capture a Section 4 championship, which I believe would be their first one in school history because they haven't been in Section 4 that long. They've been in Section 3 for most of their time. They came over to the Tri-Valley a couple of years ago, and they've been a tough team ever since. So here is Bowman. He's going to have to inbound it in front of his own bench. Bowman trying to get it in, and it's tipped out of there by Furman. Again, he was toe-to-toe there with Hosford, as Richfield really trying to get it to Hosford. No time came off the clock. It was tapped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Richfield. Now Hosford's going to be doing the inbounding duties. With 14.2 left. Hosford right in front of his own bench to our right, looking to get it in. He gets it over to Bowman. Bowman down low, forces a shot, gets his own rebound, puts it up and scores. Bowman's got 12. SK is going to call a timeout with 6.2 seconds left. So Richfield leads 56-53. I think if you're SK, you thought maybe you fouled Bowman right around the left elbow. They let it go. He got inside. Bowman's so big. He's probably 6'4", 6'5". He missed the first layup. He got his own rebound, put it up, and scored. So they didn't call anything there. But now SK down against the wire here. They're up against the ropes. 6.2 seconds left. And they're going to have to get a three to try to tie this game and go the full length of the court.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that they can do. They got a lot of good shooters on their team. It's not undoable. 6.2 seconds is a lot of time. I'd be interested to see, though, if Richfield Springs fouls before the three-point shot can go up.
That would be very smart of them in a way, as long as you don't foul during the three-point shot.
Well, I mean, the tough part is timing it correctly, of course, but being that the ball is all the way down at the other end of the court right now, SK's got a long way to go. It's not a very believable shot, and I'm actually surprised right now. Richfield Springs is backing off South Courtright, and they're not putting ball pressure on to drain the clock at all.
Furman's going to try to bring it up. They got Carino on the baseline, left side. Furman finds Carino for three in the corner. Yes! Carino ties it at the buzzer! Unbelievable! Connor Carino for three! And we're going to overtime in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. 56-56. We'll take a break. Overtime coming up on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we are underway in overtime here between Richfield and SK. And Bowman tries a three after they win the opening tap. Airballed it, and SK's back down the floor. Carino is fouled. And remember, folks, both teams are now in the double bonus. And Carino's going to go to the line. Connor Carino hit a three in the left corner right in front of the SK bench to tie this game literally at the buzzer to send us to overtime. Unbelievable. Coach, you ever seen anything like this?
Well,
the three-overtime game, right?
Yeah. But I got to give a lot of credit to SK. Beautifully designed back screen here on the corner to set up an open three for Connor.
Carino at the line hits the first one. Before that three, Carino only had 1 point in the second half. So for him to step up and hit that dagger, what a shot. He makes the first foul shot, and now the second one coming is good for Carino. He's got 20. And it's 58-56, SK leading Richfield Springs. The Cinderella story, taking SK to the wire here. And now they go to Hosford on the right side.
Furman still guarding, and the senior of SK guarding the best player for Richfield Springs.
Doing everything he can to keep the sophomore sensation, the diaper dandy at bay. Turnaround shot is no good for Bowman in the paint. And a rebound for Anderson. Ahead now for Carino. He's got a different gear right now. Dishes went over to Deanich, and they score. Deanich is able to get that bucket. He's got 22. And SK is ahead 60-56. And we got a foul at midcourt as Oakley gets tied up between Carino and Champlin. And it's going to be a foul on Champlin here with 3 minutes to go in the fourth. 60-56, SK ahead.
And that actually bailed Richfield out with the foul call. They got lucky with that one that SK reached in because they had a very good trap over here by us in the corner right after half court.
Wow. So an OT so far with 3 minutes to go. SK leading 60-56. Oakley at the line. First one is good.
Banked it in.
You ever watch Oakley shoot a foul shot? He shoots it one-handed.
He does. I noticed that actually when we were playing against them.
He has his other hand there, but he doesn't actually touch the ball. Wow, violation on the Indians.
And that's what happens when you do the one-hand thing. Oakley didn't have it correctly in his one hand, so Bowman for Richfield started to go thinking the shot's going to go up.
3:03 to go in the fourth. Still a three-point lead for SK, 60-57 now. It feels like the momentum is swinging a little bit back to SK. Furman down the left side of the floor, ahead for Carino, steps back for a three. Carino, no, left it short. Furman hustling for the rebound. We got a jump ball. Arrow stays with the Rams. Boy, that was a good-looking shot for Carino, just wouldn't go.
I think the only thing that happened there is he left it a little bit short. It looked like his momentum was kind of going forward, but his body started to go back a little bit.
So Carino will be doing the inbounding duties. It's the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game, live from SUNY Delhi. South Courtright, the two seed. Richfield the 9. SK gets it in. Anderson to the far side for Champlin. Champlin to the interior, puts it up and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he took a beating there and he's going to head to the line with 2:47 left, and it's 60-57. And Champlin to the line. Foul is going to be on Bowman, his fourth. That's a big one for Richfield.
And as you said, the momentum seems like it's kind of switching a little bit. Richfield there at the end of the game, they came all the way back. He felt like it was going there, but that three definitely woke up SK as well as their fan section.
Champlin gets the first shot to go. He's now got 3 points. Second one coming for Champlin as the Rams lead 61-57. Second shot good for Champlin. He's got four. That's 62-57 now. SK leading the Richfield Springs Indians with 2:40 to go in the fourth. Back up top for Hosford. Hosford now looking for a screen. Furman chasing him. Hosford straight away. Three ball. Got it. Hosford from downtown. He's got 18 and it's 62-60. Far side Carino dances through two players. Carino to the rim. What a step, and he scores.
That was an impressive move right there, Nate. For a sophomore to make a move like that was very impressive.
Pretty much a Euro step through. Champlin with a steal, but he went out of bounds. And SK leads 64-60 with 2:11 to go in the fourth. A heavy white fight between these two.
I like the way Champlin plays. As you said, like an unsung hero or whatever you want. It doesn't get a lot of recognition, but I really like the way he's playing, Nate.
He just leaves it all out there. But one of those gritty type of players. Indians looking to get it in. Hosford has been a magician here, getting his team back into this game. He's got 18. Hosford across the midcourt timeline. Furman is right in his grill. Hosford for three. Another one, no, it's short. Rebound, Dienich. Dienich is going to go to Champlin, and SK trying to slow it down a little bit here with a 1:55 to go. They go to Carino. Into the corner now for Anderson. Anderson back across for Champlin. SK trying to play keep away a little bit here. It's almost stolen, but Carino's able to hold on. Carino at midcourt. Finds Dienich. Goes over for Champlin. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. And the arrow this time is going to give it back to Richfield. Scrappy D there by the Indians. With 1:35 to go in the fourth quarter. The coaching staff for SK giving some instructions, and Carino just looked over and he said, we're trying. So SK leading 64-60. Indians will look to get it in. That's going to be very close to a call, but Anderson with a steal.
What a steal. He one-handed that, Nate.
Had to steal it away there from Bowman. Richfield had to throw it in to avoid the five-second call. It's going to be an over and back now on SK. SK thought the ball was tipped. Carino had to chase it into the backcourt. And the Zebra crew calls it over and back. With 1:28 to go here in overtime. It's 64-60. Hosford's got the ball. Furman, him and they're going one-on-one. Hosford wants to take him to the rim. It's blocked. Rebound, though, for Bobnik. That won't go. Hosford, yes. Hosford with 20. Two-point game. SK with the ball. It's 64-62. 1:10 to go in the fourth. Back out top to Champlin. Champlin to Carino. Carino's fouled here by Deliberto. With 1:03 left, and now Carino's going to go to the line, and that's not who you wanted to foul if you're Richfield.
No, it's not.
I don't think Deliberto was trying to foul there, but after the look on his face there, he was right here in front of us, and he kind of said, no, that wasn't what I wanted.
See, the problem is when you play defense like Richfield does, which is very aggressive, trap, get up into your defense, it makes it so you're going to get very close, and anytime you foul now, you're putting guys on the line for two.
Carino hits the first, makes it 65-62 for SK. With 1:03 to go in the fourth. Another one coming here for Carino. Yes, huge shot. Carino with 24, makes it 66-62. 1:03 to go in the fourth. A memorable sectional final here from SUNY Delhi. Bowman at midcourt finds Hosford. 55 seconds left. Hosford to the rim and he scores. Hosford with 22 like a kid in the backyard, just putting his team on his back. Carino down the left side of the floor. Goes across for Furman. We're down to 40 seconds left. And a foul, and Anderson is fouled pretty much up near midcourt. SK leading by two, 66-64. Anderson, another very good foul shooter, will head to the line. He's probably the second guy you don't want to foul.
And that time it actually looked like Richfield wanted the foul, which is an interesting move because they didn't have to because the shot clock would have, it wasn't like a no shot clock situation.
Anderson at the line for SK. The first one is good for Anderson. Protecting SK with this three-point lead. Can Anderson make it four at the line? The junior with 10 points, make it 11. And SK leads 68-64 with 41 seconds left here in overtime. Hosford, again, has been tremendous here for the Indians. Hosford, left side. He's going to step back one of the three, couldn't pull the trigger. Tried to pass it to the far side. Carino tapped it, went out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Indians with 30 seconds left. Boy, heart attack city for these two teams, let me tell you. 68-64, Indians with the ball. SK leading by four. Hosford for a corner three, yes! Hosford with 25.
And now SK's going to have to foul if they don't get a quick steal.
Here is SK back down the floor. Ball tapped out of bounds. It stays in, and Richfield got it with 13 seconds left. I don't think anybody has any timeouts. Ball knocked out of bounds. Going back to SK. Richfield can't believe it. Richfield got a steal. They went to bring it back down the floor. It was tapped out of Hosford's hands. They're going to say it's going back to Richfield, or going back to SK with 8 seconds left. Richfield can't believe it. SK is calling a timeout. We're going to keep it here. SK leading by one, 68-67. 8.2 seconds to go. Wow. First off, it looked like when Richfield saved it from going out of bounds over there, it could have been out of bounds. We don't have a great angle.
Right.
But then it came up here, knocked out of bounds again, and SK gets it back.
And as you said, over there, I was actually surprised that it wasn't called out of bounds, because normally it's like an automatic when the ball's over that close, especially with the ropes here. The guy ran into the rope as he was throwing the ball, so it looked like it was pretty close to going out of bounds. No whistle. SK gets it back after another questionable call or whatever you want to call it. This game is interesting because now, once again, even if SK makes both free throws, it's still only a three-point game. So it's the same as the fourth quarter. Now it's just reversed.
Well, I don't even know if we're going to have free throws, right? Was it just knocked out of bounds and SK is going to have the ball?
Right, but Richfield would probably
have to
foul.
Okay.
I got you. But, of course, you don't have to if you can get a quick steal.
It's all about protecting the ball and ball possession here. With the Rams leading by a point, 68-67.
Clement inbounding the ball, which I think is a good move for SK. Not to pick on him, as you said, we love him and stuff, but he's definitely not the one you want the free throw line.
He's usually a pretty good decision maker as well. 8.2 seconds left here in overtime. They'll get it into Carino. He's going to try to get some room in the backcourt. He did kill off about 3 seconds there. And Carino's going to go to the line here. These are huge foul shots for Connor Carino.
And he's so quick, Nate, he almost got away from the other guy who ended up fouling him. And that would have actually probably ran out the time for the game. But good thing for Richfield, they caught up to him and got the foul.
So here is Carino going to the line. I think Richfield might be out of timeouts, too.
I think both teams might be. And that was also his fifth as well.
Yes, so that's the fifth foul there on Clay Bobnik. And Connor Carino to the line. They're playing musical chairs here to get set up on the foul line. Everybody seems to be set now. Carino's first shot from the line. No. Second one coming. That leaves the door open here for Richfield. And Hosford has been just lights out from downtown. He's hit three threes in a row that have been huge. Second shot, Carino. No. Rebound. Tapped out of bounds. Going to Richfield with 3.2 seconds left. Yes, and Richfield's going to call timeout here. We'll keep it here. I was just surprised before. I thought maybe they were out of timeouts because when Hosford was dribbling up before when it got kicked out of bounds, neither team wanted to call timeout.
Right.
It was like they were willing to roll the dice. But 3.2 seconds here, overtime. SK leads 68-67. Again, heart attack city in the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game. How do you keep Hosford from getting a shot here?
Well, the big thing right now, all right, if you remember, one of the plays that Richfield ran late in the fourth quarter when they were down by three, and they got the and-one layup on, and then they missed it. Bowman got the rebound. They threw it deep. 3.2 seconds, all right, is not that much time to go the length of the quarter, so I wouldn't be surprised if they try another deep throw. And on all their inbounds passes, they've always been having someone rolling out going long. If you're SK, you cannot foul. It is only a one-point game right now, so whatever you do, you cannot foul.
can't let anyone behind you, and you cannot foul. If a guy makes a three-quarter court shot or something like that, you gotta live with that. But you can't let any foul shots happen, and you can't let anyone behind you.
Both teams have left it all out on the floor. You hate to see anybody even lose this game. It's been gutsy on both sides. We've seen physical play. We've seen big-time shots. We've seen craziness from the fans.
They are not guarding the inbounder, which I like that move. They have a guy playing free safety deep.
Here is Bowman. He's going to get it into Andrew Oakley. 2 seconds left. Oakley tosses one up. No. SK wins. 68-67. They could not get the ball to Hosford on the left side. And Oakley had to shoot from half court. And SK has won the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Championship game. Unbelievable. I'm just laughing because Connor Carino's mom just came pouring across the floor to give Connor a hug. Just a pretty cool family moment there. 68-67. SK wins. Post-game show coming up on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
SK wins their first boys basketball sectional championship since 2016. It had been a while, folks, for the Rams. You know, they've been here so many times, but it had been the Newfield and Marathon show the last couple of years. And SK survives in overtime in a whale of a game, 68-67. Kudos to Richfield Springs. I mean, Dylan Hosford was just sensational here tonight, bringing his team back. It just felt like, I don't know, it just felt like they weren't going to be able to get over that hump, but somehow they found a way to do it, Coach.
And credit to him, because early on in the game, he went down with, we don't know what obviously happened, but he was definitely in a lot of pain, had to go over to the table, as you said, came back in not long after. He really carried that team. I mean, they all played great, but he really, late in that game, really carried that team, especially on the offensive end of the court. You got to give him a lot of credit.
He was tremendous. He was absolutely tremendous, and so was Connor Carino for SK. I mean, just the moxie, the guts to hit that three at the buzzer, every kid's dream. And if you're an SK kid, you want to try to continue the winning tradition that this program has had. And to have that ball in your hands and hit that shot, I mean, just what a moment for Connor Carino, the sophomore.
Absolutely, and credit Richfield Springs for up until that point in the game, only gave up 1 point to him in the second half. But those three were the biggest three of the game, Nate. Credit to Connor. Shooting that shot with confidence, nothing but net. And as I said, what a great play design by SK to get a back screen for him for an open look in the corner.
You feel for the Cinderella story, the 9 seed Richfield Springs. to lose in three overtimes in their league championship game on a last-minute shot, to come back and have a great sectional run, and then to lose here in overtime by a point to SK. I mean, just a fantastic run for the Indians. Their fan base behind us is really, really loyal. And, you know, a lot of these, they're going to lose Bowman and some other guys, but a lot of these guys will be back. Richfield's going to be tough.
They are. They're going to be very tough again. And while we're on guys coming back, South Portland's got a lot of guys coming back as well. Both teams very well could be in this position again next year.
Yeah, this would be a lot of fun if we could come back and do it again. And just a great moment here for both of these schools to be on this stage here today and to have such a good game. These are the games, as a neutral fan, you hope you get to see. It was awesome. So here's our scoring summary. First for Richfield, 25 points. That ends up being a game high for Dylan Hosford. 12 for Austin Bowman. 7 for Braden Dunkel. 5 apiece for Andrew Oakley and Jordan Deliberto. 6 for Clay Bobnick. 3 for Landon Schultz. 2 for Brogan Graves. And 2 for Damon Boss. For SK, 24 for Connor Carino. 22 for Troy Dianich. 11 for Josh Anderson. 5 for Logan Furman. 4 for Adam Champlin. 2 for Darren Dingler. So, wow. Time to get into our three awards here as both teams are getting their medals. Richfield just went through, and the legendary Bob Vann is going to come out to present some of the medals here for South Courtright boys. Longtime basketball coach for the Rams. He's still athletic director, of course, still coaching soccer and baseball for the Rams. So, everybody loves Bobby Vann. NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is first brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We're going to go with Connor Carino tonight from SK, 24 points. He hits that three in the corner. Absolutely tremendous. He was fantastic. What more can you say about Connor that we haven't already said? But he will get our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up, Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We are going to go tonight with Troy Dianich. A lot of steals, a lot of great effort. And when nobody else was scoring, Troy was finding a way. So we will give him our Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Dylan Hosford from Richfield will get this award tonight, 25 points. Put this Richfield team on his back. He was absolutely tremendous. So that's going to wrap up our three awards. And it appears that SK, unless something changes, is going to move on to play in the sub-regional game, which will be at Johnson City on Tuesday. Game time is 7 o'clock, and they'll be playing Greenberg Academy from Section 1. So again, something could change between now and then, but it looks like SK will be playing down at JC in a couple of days on Tuesday. And, you know, they played at JC before. They've gone down there for that tournament. And so they're used to playing on that floor. A lot of these guys were there when they went 2 years ago, so it might feel like a home away from home for them for the sub-regional. Sky, what a game.
What a game it was. I'm happy to have been here.
Thank you for doing it.
There was a lot of things happened in this one for us from start to finish, but a good game.
Physical play, fans going nuts, great play on the court, clutch shots. You name it, it probably happened here today.
Anything that could have happened, it did happen here.
It's like, you know, we had to take a year off from basketball. Everyone's just making up for it now by these crazy games, and it's unbelievable.
And how great for us to be at this point where everyone can be in the gym again, watching games like this, and because it would have been terrible if people couldn't have come to this game. It would have been an empty gym. It would have taken a lot out of it. So how great it is to be back at this point.
Yeah, imagine this game with an empty gym. It wouldn't have been the same. So that's going to wrap it up. A huge thank you to Jim Tamayo and to Craig Stevens back in our Main Street studios in Sydney. Those guys working behind the scenes to make everything happen. And we really appreciate their work. Check out WCDOsports.com, NateLull.com. Listen to the radio because we're going to keep you updated on what games we'll be able to do next week. Franklin girls move on. SK girls move on. And we'll be back at it tomorrow as the Norwich girls are in the Section 4 Class B championship game against Shenango Valley down at the arena, 4 o'clock. We'll be back on the radio once again for that. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. Have a good Saturday night. We'll see you tomorrow on CDO.
Music that makes us dance.
I love to dance.
Music that makes us sing.
Yeah, I've been caught singing along.
Music that brings us all together.
To be together forever with you.
100.9 and 92.3 FM.
WCDO.
It's Saturday night, and that means it's time for CDO Super Classics at FM 101.